I mean, I've done too much stuff to be bitter, you know. There's just no point in it. I give you an example. When I was going to go to a dance theater workshop, which is the first theater that I played in New York, as an adult, I wanted to go back to the neighborhood because that's what's situated, you know. And I thought, yeah, man, I'm going to go back. I'm going to show these guys, you know, you laughed at me, treated me like shit. It was kind of tough for me. You know, you dig it. But hey, I'm back now, you know, and I'm here and I'm okay. And I got back there, and a lot of the people that made it a little tough for me, for whatever reason, because I wasn't hip enough or cool enough or something, they hadn't moved an inch, man. They were still in the neighborhood. They were still in their parents' houses. They hadn't seen anything outside the neighborhood, really. And that killed, I think, for probably the rest of my life, that infantile desire that we get when we want to just have a little bit of revenge, when we want to just kind of twist the knife a little bit and say, hey, you know, it took it away. It was like a revelation, you know, because I hurt my feelings a lot. I was hurt a lot. Because I didn't understand. I thought I was a pretty cool person. I thought I was all right. But I was just odd in the neighborhood in a way. And I learned from having to kind of swallow that desire to prove myself worthy of their attention.